Welcome to 2019. This is Gregory Possman, Transchannel, coming to you from Todd, North Carolina, with the monthly message for January 2019. Before we begin, I'd like to announce that Sandy and I will be in Denmark the first 2 weeks in January. We'll be in Vejsel doing private sessions from January 2nd through the 6th. We'll be in the oldest Viking city in Denmark called Ribe, and that will be from the 11th through the approximately the 14th, and we will be doing a channeled evening on the 11th and a workshop on the 12th. So any of you who are in Denmark, if you would like to join us, we would love to have you there. If you go to our website, www.gregorypossman.com, you can go to events and you will see all of those future events. I will be returning to Denmark by myself in March. I will be in Odense for private sessions and an evening and a channeled workshop. The evening will be on March 1st. The workshop will be on the 2nd. And then returning to Vejsel for an evening on the 8th of March and a workshop on the 9th. So I will be excited about both of those trips, and by the time you hear this, Sandy and I will probably be in Denmark. In May, we are going to do the Asheville Spiritual Spring Fling, and that will run from Thursday through Sunday. So if you're in the middle of the winter doldrums and you'd like to give yourself something to look forward to, join us on the 2nd of May through the 5th. In Asheville, one of my favorite places, we will be visiting the mountains. We will be doing a lot of spiritual work throughout the area and waterfalls. It is a really enjoyable and powerful time. Excuse me. And we will be also looking forward to the spring flowers. We are blessed with two entities this particular message. And we will begin with the Archangel Michael, and then we will progress into a message from Halil, 12th seat of the Council of Shambhala. So without further ado, here we go. Greetings! We are the one who is called the Archangel Michael. Some call us Mikael. You can call us whatever you like. It is with a great deal of fanfare that we welcome in your Gregorian calendar year of 2019. And it is to understand that this is a powerful time. Your planet Earth is reorganizing from the inside out. What does that mean? Well, for you and humanity, it means new possibilities. It means new opportunities. And it means that it is time to take a few moments and attune to the different energies in the earth. So let us close our eyes and allow ourselves to breathe in the aspect, the concept, the imagery of new opportunities, new possibilities, and new events in our lives. And breathe. And whatever part of you is connecting with the earth at the moment, whether it be your backside in a chair, the soles of your feet connecting to the floor, or perhaps you are lying down and your back is connected to a sofa, a couch, or perhaps even a bed, and the feet of that particular piece of furniture are connecting to the earth, or perhaps it is in your imagination that you are imagining yourself lying upon a massive boulder on top of a mountain, or lying upon the sand on a beach, or perhaps even floating in the waters of the ocean. Whatever it might be, send your attention, your focus, down into the earth. This, the earth, my temporary home, is a blessing for me. And though I may not see my life as a blessing, the earth is the temporary home I have chosen to experience it on. And allow yourself to breathe in all of the gifts, the treasures that the earth provides you in terms of a home. Food to nourish your physical body. Water to bathe your throat and to provide the blood that courses through your veins. Beautiful sunrises and sunsets. The magnitude and the glory of the stars at night. The moon, a beautiful thing to witness and to watch when the sun has retired for the day. And opportunities, a place for the people in your life to bring you teachings, lessons, and breathe. And a choice to focus on that which is most beautiful, or a choice to focus on that which is most tragic. Imagine a beautiful rose blooming on a rose bush, and in the winter, when the rose is are stagnant, non-existent, so to speak, when all one can see are a stem with a number of thorns, the base of the plant, so to speak, where it connects to the ground and the soil. And then in the spring, the blossoms, the leaves begin to come forth. The buds begin to show up, and in the summer, the colors are vibrant, illustrious, illuminating. So what is it in the middle of winter that I choose to see? Do I give myself permission to focus on the beautiful blossoms of the rose? Those beautiful aspects of color? Or do I see nothing more than a stem with a bunch of thorns on it? And we are, of course, talking about your life. Do you focus upon that which you can be grateful for? Or do you only see the prickly thorns, those parts of your life that have brought you pain, discomfort and grief or sadness? We challenge you on this day, as you connect with the earth, to focus only upon those things for which you have gratitude. Your prosperity, the time you have on the planet to learn your lessons, the beauty in your life, the beauty in your eyes, the beauty in your face. Go and look in the mirror after we have completed our message, and instead of seeing ugliness, see the beauty that you are. Look into your own eyes in the mirror and say out loud, I do love you. I love every part of you, inner and outer. And for the first time, perhaps, I can see the beauty of whom I am. And whether they are many or few, focus upon the beautiful things that you have done for others, the difference that you have made in their lives. And make a vow to yourself. In this new year, at the beginning, called January, named after the god Janus, I shall make a difference in my own life. No, not with New Year's resolutions, because those don't last. They're typically gone in the first 10, 15, 20 days. Make a difference in your life spiritually. Give yourself permission to take up a spiritual practice. Maybe it's nothing more than 2 or 3 minutes of silence each day. Maybe it's the opportunity to attend some sort of class, and it doesn't even have to be anything religious or spiritual. It could be painting, artistic creativity. It could be around the preparation of food. It could even be a journey to a place that you have always said you wanted to go. And take action. Activate yourself. Take one action that will move you toward your objective, toward your goal. And breathe. The earth is my playground. The earth is my toy box. And the people around me are my playmates, my friends, my acquaintances, my colleagues. And give yourself permission to see even them in a different light. And then when all is said and done, when you go to that mirror and you look into your eyes and you tell yourself how much you love yourself, even if it is artificial, even if it is a slight lie, so to speak, give yourself permission to act as if you do love yourself. And finally, wrap your arms around yourself and give yourself a wondrous hug. And then go out into your life, looking for all that is the color of roses instead of the darkness. We are the one who is called the Archangel Michael. And we wish each and every one of you a magnificent journey through 2019. As you look for all of the blessings and none of the curses, so be it. We bring you greetings and salutations from the Council of Shambhala. We are the 12th seat of the council known as Halil, and we too welcome you into this brand new day, the first day of the rest of your life, and allow yourself to breathe newness, uniqueness, and wonder into your being. Breathe in health, happiness, and joy. Breathe in a sense of bliss. Breathe in your favorite color, whatever it might be. blue perhaps, red, orange, green, pink, purple. Whatever that color might be, breathe it into your being. And allow white light to flow down, down through the crown chakra, from the star center above your head. And allow beautiful white light, healing light, with a twinge of green and some beautiful golden sparkles in it. Allow that healing light to flow down into every part and particle of your physical body. Massive changes are in store for the planet Earth and the race called Homo sapien or human beings. A rise in consciousness as you have never seen before is our prediction for 2019, and it begins with you as you allow this beautiful white, green-tinged light with golden sparkles to flow, to course through your veins, into your heart, healing you, no matter what condition you may be experiencing. No matter what ailment, what malady, so to speak, you may be experiencing in your physical, this light flows through your body. And you invite the Master Surgeon Ling, the Master of Laser Light, to allow that light to flow into each and every one of your cells, to eradicate, eliminate, and delete all of the pain, physical pain in your bodies, and breathe. I vow to myself, the spiritual master, the teacher within me, to make this the best year of my entire incarnation, to look forward to it with optimism and joy, to see all that I can possibly create, to allow my own consciousness to rise, my awareness to expand, and my knowledge to grow. And it is with great appreciation that I will walk through the path of my truth, through the glory of my own being. I shall not shrink away from my challenges, my lessons, and my opportunities, but I shall embrace each of them, and I shall charge forward into my life with enthusiasm, with energy, and with optimism. As I acknowledge the divine, sacred aspect of my being, as I acknowledge my connection to the all-powerful, as I acknowledge my connection to that which is more powerful than me, and that would be my soul, that would be my essence, that would be my own illumination and source of light. And no matter my past, I step now lightly into my future, into my present, into my experience, into my relationships, and into my joy. and breathe. Breathe that joy into your being and exhale all of the negative, all of the low vibrational frequency. And give yourself permission, if only for a few seconds, to vibrate at 432 megahertz, the frequency of balance, harmony, and ultimate peace. I am peace, both inner and outer. I am balance, both inner and outer. And my soul radiates harmony throughout all of the earth plane, the universe, the galaxy, and the cosmos. As I affirm that I shall live on into infinity with the essence of the utmost peace. We wish you the most magnificent year, experience, and opportunity for evolution that you have ever experienced in this incarnation or any other. And all 12 seats of the Council of Shambhala bring you greetings and salutations as you forge forward into your experience. This is Gregory Possman from Todd, North Carolina, in the U.S. of A., wishing you a magnificent and fantastic year of 2019.